Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Rogue.
Will playing Naf Vendikar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, full defense, all dead.
Ronin, the great one. This is Curtis, by the way.
And Meta, or Peter playing.
Peter playing
who's,
Peter.
Who's playing who?
You suck at this.
I do. And Peter playing Meta with built-in airbags.
Damn. You know, somebody might think that's a running joke if we weren't all here to see it.
Oh, man. So, what do you guys want to do?
I believe it's your
recap.
Turn.
Oh.
Because yeah, for the listeners, it's been 2 weeks. For us, it's been 20 minutes.
Ish. Yeah. I apologize. We did not do that last app, did we? Good call. So, yeah. Smuggler Shiv. You know. We're doing the Serpent Skull. Book one. And, you know, a bunch of castaways here. Anybody jump in anytime.
All right. So, the recap. We're chasing a potential cannibal, assumed cannibal. That ran away from surprising us with a javelin and Ronin, and stumbled across a large grouping of them, at which point we had several set up for a probable attack on us. Meta cast a spell of calm emotions on some of them, and
sweet emotion.
And they have Sasha prisoner as well.
Yes.
And I shot one with a bow.
And we are now in initiative, and all the baddies get to go before any of us, so we may die. Good luck.
If we weren't at risk of dying, there'd be no point in playing.
Amen.
We shall sell our lives daily.
Make it real.
I'm going to sell Artemis before mine.
Not the first time that's happened.
That, I want to hear that story.
Maybe if we survive, I'll tell that one.
Right. So, we wrapped up initiative. We got that ready to go. And, yeah, my turn. This one is under your thrall, correct?
Yes.
The one in front.
The one on the end.
That one, Sasha, and that one are all calmed. That one on the end and the front.
Is not.
Okay. So, there's a line of about five cannibals and Sasha that are closest to us in this big circle, and three of those five cannibals are under calm emotions for the listener.
Anybody know the range of a javelin right off the top of your head?
30 feet.
Thank you. And one increment is a negative what?
Two.
I knew somebody would know.
And that's cumulative for every additional.
With a maximum of 10 range increments.
Okay. So, given that question, you know what's about to happen.
They're going to seppuku with their javelins at each other.
No. One is, the one on the end is throwing one at Tam with a 16.
Is that with the minus two for the range?
No, I'm going to take that out now. So 14?
Because of the minus two, it misses.
Ugh, so lucky. The guy behind him is going to do the same. This one is coming at Nath with a 16.
That does not hit.
Man. We guy behind him. You see a trend developing here, right?
Yeah. Out of curiosity, just to make sure for my own purposes, we're not flat-footed, correct? Because we got the surprise
round. You got the surprise round. You are not flat-footed, correct?
Great.
For your edification. So the guy behind him is going back over to Tam. Give me one of them fabulous cards, please.
The good or the bad?
The bad.
I kind of assumed.
Good for you, bad for me.
Huzzah!
Ranged. This one is called Torn Tendon. Take 1 point of dex bleed.
Ooh, I love stat bleed.
Oh, that's on just them. Nasty. Yeah. Okay, won't be long. He won't be able to do anything.
Now just remember exactly which one that is out of your 12.
I'll get right on that.
Do you need a different color base? I think I've got an orange one.
No. Well, if you do, yeah, grab it. If you think you know where it's at.
If you don't, Britt will just kill that guy off next round.
Yeah, probably. All right. That guy. I got lost. Don't move it.
So those guys are not allowed to attack. They're just allowed to defend themselves, right?
Correct.
Okay, because they're enthralled. All right, looks like second range increment there. He's going to fire at Pez's cock.
I think that might be third range increment if it's a javelin.
Should we count it out? You're going to make me count it out.
Well, I'm just, I mean, eyeballing it, I would definitely say it's third.
All right. Thanks.
It is, in fact, third.
I got good eyeballs.
Looks like you have two of them, too.
Looks like it.
All right. He's going to miss. And this feller is going to take that same chance on Pezcock. He is going to miss. And, boy, this trend is not the way I wanted it to go. This feller is going to come after Nath. Because you guys are all like, he's going to miss horribly. You guys are visible to them easily. Oh, there's an Artemis way back there, but you're way out of range, I'm sure.
Yes, yes,
especially
I am.
With who I've got available now. I think I'm at this one now. Miss. And miss. Did I already do him?
No.
Okay. He's my last one, though, ain't he?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I went around full circle. miss. Okay. That was me. Now we're to Ronan.
Ronan is going to pronounce a judgment, something I get to do at the beginning of combat. It lasts until combat is finished, and the judgment that I'm going to pronounce is the destruction judgment, and I get a +1 sacred bonus on all weapon damage rolls, and it increases by +1 for every 3 levels of Inquisitor I possess.
Sweet.
So that should be +2 damage.
That's correct. And I am going to put 2 arrows.
Double dipping, huh?
Into this, I've got a laser pointer.
Yes, yes you do.
This bad guy right here.
That is one of the bad guys all the way in the back of the group.
Adjacent to the one that has dex bleed damage.
Which we should try to avoid hitting.
Yep. Yeah. So, arrow number 1. Is a crit threat.
Oh, my.
Huzzah!
You aren't going to fool around this time, huh?
No. Does a 16 hit to confirm?
Yep.
Is that with all your bonuses?
It doesn't matter. It confirms.
Yes.
Well, can I read? Hey, can I read it, or do you want to read it?
I'll let you read it.
Awesome, thank you. Double damage and +4 to your AC for 1 round.
Oof. Huzzah! All
right. Give me the damage.
That arrow does 20 points of damage.
Damn.
Wow. That's impressive for such a little tree frog.
Is he still standing?
He is not.
Oh, thank God.
For my Huzzah! Second target, I will go to the next guy in line.
So if there's 12 of these guys and 20 damage didn't take him down, we are hosed.
And
I was running.
So you're going to change targets now to this one?
Yes, does a... That is a 29 hit.
So the one behind him will get hit with that 29? Yeah.
He takes 10 points of damage.
10 points?
Solid, solid hit.
Nice. All right, where are you going to move?
As long as I can see the battlefield, I will remain here.
Good call. Just didn't want to jip you like I've been known to do. Nath. Show us what you will do.
Nath is going to just step up 5 feet. And can I do a 5-foot step and total defense?
I believe so.
Yeah. Because total defense is a standard action, 5-foot step. You technically still have a move action, too.
Oh, I thought full defense was full round.
No, or it's a standard action.
All right. Well, then he just wants to move up 5 foot and then yell in common. You can't hit a tree.
Good one.
Yep. He's creative.
Okay.
I don't think they know what a barn is, so.
You can't hit a tree?
I just
thought
you can't hit a tree.
I was going directly for a barn, and then I was like, you know what? These guys are cannibals. It doesn't look like there's any shacks here, so I'm pretty sure they haven't built a barn yet either.
I was expecting more of a, you couldn't hit me. No, it's a tree.
It's a tree.
Okay.
Tam's going to yell to turn. He's the tree!
That's my other name for myself. That's what happens when you meditate too much.
And you better leave that alone.
You must be thinking about all the wood.
Jason, get the hell out.
No. Goodbye, Pescock.
Pescock moves up.
And he's dead.
Double move. And skirts the outside edge of these fellers. And that will make it Meta's turn.
Just for clarity, at this point, Pescock would be considered an ally, wouldn't he?
Technically.
More or less.
Yes. All right.
Tentatively.
Well, Meta is going to hustle up towards the others. It's going to be a double move so she can get around the edge of the foliage and actually have a chance to do something.
Double move.
Double move.
Gotcha. Dan, show us what you want to do.
Leave Pescock to his death. I'm not going to rush in like that. Tam is going to move around to the other side of Nath in front of Meta to kind of block her. That's her move action while moving. She will draw something out of her bag. Standard action, total defense.
Copy that. Artemis.
Artemis moves laterally and forward to the same side of Meta closest to the cliff, and he is going to take aim on the cannibal that is directly in front of Pescock, about 30 feet, and he's going to shoot that one with his bow. And I'm going to need a card. A bad card.
Oh, no.
A bad card.
That one?
Did you just Brit? It's the opposite of a crit.
I did Brit.
We don't know if he Britted. If he hit himself, then he Britted.
Ranged.
No.
Oh, God. This is like the most horrible rogue card ever. All thumbs. You lose your dex bonus on attack rolls for 3 freaking rounds.
Oh,
suck.
Oh, that's harsh.
That is harsh.
Especially for dex base.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't help you with that. Sorry.
Yeah, great. All right, perfect. So,
did you already move? You did.
Yeah, I missed. Okay.
So here's what happens when it's Sasha's turn.
She pees a little.
She turns. Yeah, I know there's no facing in Pathfinder. But she turns, notices some familiar faces, thinks the expression on her face is like relief. Now she's going to start to fight the grapple that she is in. Wish her luck.
Technically, isn't grappling a hostile action? At which point, the two that are grappling her, since they're under calm emotions, can't be grappling her anymore.
Okay, so she can break free real easy is what we're getting at, huh?
Or no, we're saying like she's already away. Free.
Well, wait a minute.
Because that would break invisibility.
She
so
failed
it is considered.
Her save, too. So what can we say about this story?
She can
now?
Move away from them, but she can't attack them. Unless someone attacks her.
What we're saying is because their turn came first,
right?
They cannot be grappling her because grappling is considered a hostile action.
Okay, so that spell is going to negate their grappling. They just kind of let go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, got you there. So she sees familiar faces, but she's also under the spell's effects.
Yeah. So she can't take any hostile actions.
Right.
But she could walk away from them or run away from them. That's not a hostile action.
True. Yeah, I'm going to say she realizes, they're not fighting me anymore. And she starts to move towards you all. And there's no cannibal close that have an attack of opportunity. So that aren't, you know, ensorcelled. So, yeah, she makes it within 10 feet of you.
Tam would say... Come on, Sasha, come grab a dagger and join the fight. Take Artemis's. He doesn't seem like he's doing well. By the way, that's Artemis.
I've got an extra dagger. You can use this one.
Right. All right, so back at the top, this is round 2. I'm going to start with this feller. He will charge Pescock with a... 14, he misses. Dammers.
Yay.
Oh, good. Pescock may survive.
Or not.
The next feller in line comes up next to his compadre and just does a normal attack. Oh, no. Can we confirm? No. Definitely a hit, though. So, Pescock takes a little damage from a slice of a, what are they using? Hey, hang on. Scimitar.
Ooh, fancy.
A broken scimitar. All right. D6 plus 4. Oof, 9 points. All right. Next feller moves one move rate of 45 feet and awaits what will happen next. Maybe he's chasing after Sasha. You'll find out next round, I suppose. Next guy also moves past the ensorcelled fellows. And next guy also moves up. A lot of advancement going on.
That's why we stayed back.
Let's see here. This guy is free, right? Yeah. Ah, nice. This feller on this flank is going to charge Nath.
Lovely.
With what?
Scimitar. What do you mean?
Well, he threw a javelin last turn.
Right.
So did he have a scimitar in hand, too?
Yup.
Okay.
Okay. So, javelin, scimitar, charge, going after Nav.
Hit me.
Are you a tree?
I am now. We talked about that.
18.
Nah.
Man, you went full defense, didn't you?
Yeah.
Had to try. All right. So that leaves that guy and Dex damage guy. And that guy's damaged as well. They're going to move up. Now all of the inactive, unhelpful comrades are behind them. Except for the dead one.
You wanted your 15-foot cone.
Yep.
Yep. Go ahead. Because that'll break their trance, won't it?
Yes.
You hit them?
Regardless, they either will end it this turn when I act, or the following turn.
Okay.
So, either way, it's about over.
All right. I like that. Okay. So that's my turn. Ronan.
All right. The one I shot last time, I believe he is 2 away from her. I am going to shoot him with an arrow. That's a 14 to hit.
14 hits.
9 points of damage.
It's the same one you hit last time?
Yes.
He goes down.
Okay, the next one in line, who is 5 foot away from Sasha, directly behind her.
All in that same little cluster.
The 25.
Oh, yeah.
11 points of damage.
Dammers.
MVP.
Nice shooting, Tex. Nath.
Nath will, fighting defensively in Crane style, turn to the one next to him and try to stunning fist him. That is a 15 to hit.
15 will hit.
Great. I need a fort save.
This is a new target?
It's the one right next to me.
Okay, yeah. Fort save. 19.
That will save.
Oh, goody.
However, he does take 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
8 points bludgeoning. Oof.
You got any more attacks?
Yes, but I'm going to forego them to move up here. And I understand that I'm going to take an attack of opportunity doing this.
Okay.
You can always make an acrobatics check to avoid the attack of opportunity.
I'll do that.
I would.
It's 10.
Okay. I forget what he was rolling against.
Against the cannibal CMD.
Ah.
Which better be higher than 10.
I don't think he made it.
Negative. He's going to take a swing at you.
And he's going to fumble and hit himself and kill himself.
Shut up or you'll face. Give me a card.
Excellent. Good call.
All right. Melee. This one's called Eat Dirt. You fall prone and are blinded for 1d3 rounds. But a fort save negates.
Negates the blinded or negates everything?
You tell me. I was just reading it. I wasn't paying attention to punctuation.
For the blinded.
All right. And 11 is what he gets for the fort save.
And Nath is going to proceed up to just beyond our friend here that had been captured previously.
And as a reminder, those saves are always your target's AC, so...
Which he one is
would have
that?
Failed.
Yes.
Yeah, my AC's. Sorry, which one what?
Which one was that? I'm sorry.
This one here.
The one in the closest the
very
to us.
Yeah.
All
right. The one closest to Tampa.
The one trying to hit you winds up screwing himself. Yeah, that one. All right, 3 rounds is what it was, right?
1d3.
Oh, I get to pick. Yeah.
No, you don't get to pick.
I
no,
picked one.
I
1 round.
And I actually did roll 1.
It's okay. Should be okay.
I don't think the rogues will let him live. that one round.
No, he's prone and blinded. I should be able to finish him off.
Maybe.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Throw you out of the guild if you don't.
All right, that makes it Pezzy's turn. Where did he go? He's kind of blending in with our...
He's over there on the side.
The spot of bother.
I eat cannibals. Oh, who's in the other... Oh, another cannibal. Yeah, he was trying to work into some tactics there to get some flanking, but he's up there all by himself. Well, I guess
flanking with whom? He ran 40 feet ahead of everybody.
Flanking with the boiling pot of water.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Shove him into that.
All right, he's going to take a swing at that guy because he's handy. And he is going to hit. And he is going to do with his... What's he got again? Oh, yeah, the Red Madness Assassin Blade.
Sawtooth Saber.
That should be, what, a D8? Yeah.
Yep.
Plus 12.
Oof. No, it's plus 2. So, 8 points. Not bad, not bad at all. And that'll make it... Yeah, he's going to 2 5 foot.
That way. And which is back away from them.
Yeah. He realized, ooh, I'm in a bad position. That'll make it Meta's turn.
Meta will take a single move forward and continue to concentrate on her spell for one more round. So after this round, the baddies that are calmed will no longer be calmed.
Okay.
Because 40-foot movement does not get me far enough in.
Probably not. And that'll make it Tam's turn.
Tam's turn.
Who's after Tam?
Artie.
Okay. Tam's going to delay.
Okay. Artie.
All right, Artemis sees that one breathing down Sasha's neck. She's trying to make it back to the party. He does not like that. So he is going to drop his bow and charge forward to that one and then stab him, hopefully, in the neck.
While drawing a dagger?
Yes, because I can do that.
He's already got an arrow sticking out of him.
I'll come out of delay after this.
I figured you were going to...
Probably going to miss on that one because I have a decrease in my dexterity, so a 10's not going to get it.
Oh, so close.
But I'm right there.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you don't have... Do we have a bless going still?
Yes. Bless is up there.
Oh,
up if there. You didn't count it.
There you go. That's 11 then.
That.
Yay.
Will hit.
And that would be 8 points of damage.
8 points. All right. That's fresh meat too, right?
Yay, bless.
Like I said, Ronan, MVP this round, this combat.
I was relevant.
Work so far.
Of course you're relevant. You've taken out 2 so far.
Back to Tam.
All right. So since Artemis went forward, I wasn't sure if Artemis was going to go forward or go after the prone dude. So Tam will 5-foot step to her side and try to take out the dude who's prone and blinded, which shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah, you could just coup de grâce if you want to.
Yes, actually, you are correct. Thank you for that. I will do so.
Yeah. You only move 5 foot, right?
Yep. So let me roll some damage.
Do it.
Hopefully he dies from the damage.
Well, that'd be nice, huh? For you.
Big numbers over there?
I rolled 3 6s so far.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's just see how bad this will be.
32.
So, nice. If he's not dead, he would need a fort save of 42?
Yes.
Dead, gone, hit him so hard he buried. Yeah.
Tam thinks back to when Artemis told her about burying the sword between creature's eyes, and as she does it, she goes, that really works.
That's kind of effective.
It's really nice. Oh, it's gray matter. She wipes it off on the foliage. Artemis, thank you.
No worries, love.
Completely out of context.
Good job.
All right, that makes it...
Meta, be careful.
Sasha's turn. And she seems to be looking back and forth and all around and moves to make sure there's nobody behind you guys. Maybe he's still coming somewhere. She just seems bewildered.
He found a new side piece.
He's making it with the veggie pygmies.
She turns and looks at Artemis and studies him for a minute.
Hello.
No, not a minute. 6 seconds.
Tam will just be like, we'll explain later. Grab a dagger, damn it.
Does anybody give her a dagger?
No, but, you know, I've got one on my belt.
Okay.
She can take it. I will not fight her.
Okay.
She will move towards you then and do just that.
Take a guy. No, not mine.
I meant a sharp rock and some string and some wood and make your own damn dagger in the next 6 seconds.
Oh, wait, that's not a dagger.
Oh, this is going to get ugly. All right, ready?
First baddie charges Tam.
I'll take my attack of opportunity.
Go ahead.
22.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That'll hit.
Plus doesn't add to damage, right?
No. No, it does not.
Nope.
11 damage.
All right, still standing. Did you say 11 or 10?
11.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought I heard. All right, he swings. 19.
Yes.
Sweet. Now, when you charge, what's that do to the damage?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It just gets you there and gives you the attack, right?
It
plus
gives
two
you
to hit.
Plus two to hit, minus two to your AC. All
right. 6 points.
Okay.
Dex damage, dude. He
wants to charge me, too.
He would like to, but...
He's got an open line.
Yeah. Yeah, because Nath is too close to the charge. That kind of seems to be their tactic. Just
he's charging past me. Do I get an attack of opportunity?
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Delightful.
Set it.
Clothesline him.
That's the plan.
Yeah, do it.
A little lower than...
That might determine if he actually gets how far he wants.
I'm going to guess that's going to hit with a natural 18 on the die.
Oh, yeah. That'll hit him. So he stops right at you.
Not only if he goes unconscious.
Well, getting we're gonna find out.
Yeah. I was like getting hit, provoking the attack of opportunity for movement only stops you if you're trying to move through their space.
He's
probably still conscious. He takes 5 points.
He's already damaged, if I remember right.
He,
yep.
Is he? Interesting.
Yep. And he goes down.
Who hit him?
He hit himself. His damage was dex bleed. He didn't actually have physical damage yet.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah, Ronan. Yeah,
we've been avoiding
right.
him because we're hoping he
right. Ronan didn't hit him. Damn. He hurt himself.
I got the wrong guy, I guess. All right. So that's going to still be him. So he's fresh. He's the one that just had dex damage.
Because his dex is going down by 1 point a round.
Right.
For my information, could I have attempted to trip him while he was doing that as the attack of opportunity instead?
Yes.
Now the question on that is...
You did some damage, though.
Yeah. I do not have improved trip.
Then no, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what did you just do to him? I figured out which
five
guy it was.
5 points of damage.
Okay. All right. So he does make it past you then. I thought it was a different guy, and he would have died right there, actually.
That would have been great.
Yeah. He's going after Tam, though, right? So he makes it there, and he misses. Damn.
Getting stabbed from the other dude. I jerked out of the way.
Yeah. Okay, this guy's going to step up and go after Pezcock.
What's that cock?
And he's going to miss. And
doesn't want the cock bad enough.
Nope. Guy next to him is going to take a 5 foot and also go after the Pezcock. Ah, suck. Keep it in the box.
Hey, you suck again.
Oh, no.
He also will miss. This is an ugly trend. The one facing Artemis is going to take a swing, and he will miss. And let's see here. Got to get an aerial view. He's going to charge Nath.
I was about to call him Jarwin, so we were both wrong.
Boy.
He's going to miss horribly. Not that bad, though. No card necessary. So that's everybody can do anything, right? Looking at it.
I mean, I will say this. The other three that are calmed can do stuff. Like, if they wanted, I hate to say it and be this guy, you could move them so they're in a better tactical position for when they are not calmed.
No, I'm kind of playing it like they're just kind of mellow, you know.
Hey, man.
Tripping balls.
Maybe a bit bewildered.
Wow.
Kind of like a stoner.
Maintain
I was just throwing it
waves,
out there.
Yeah,
man.
No, that's cool. Appreciate it. So, that's my turn, and now we are back to Ronan. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Has that guy been fired upon by Ronan?
No.
Nope.
No, he's been plotting everybody that he hits,
picked,
hasn't he?
Picked them off as they went by.
That's what I was thinking, okay.
He fired at the one in front of Artemis.
Okay. Okay, then yeah, that's turn. Ronan.
Okay, it's going to affect my tactic a little bit, because...
Saved him.
Everybody's... pretty well engaged somewhere.
Somebody save me. But you've got precise shot, right?
Negative.
There is also, we may actually be at a range increment for you now.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
It's about 80.
Nope, nope. You're good.
80 to the closest guy.
This guy?
Yeah, to either one of the two in that line, it's about 80.
So the ones fighting Pezcock are at a range increment, but none of the others.
All right.
Okay.
So you got 80 for that guy who hasn't been hit yet because he's been calmed. You have 80 for that guy who's in melee range.
Okay. The guy that's been calmed, that's right here, the back corner of that guy, we're going to put an arrow in him.
Go ahead and drop him. Take him out of the equation.
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and kill him? We're fine with that.
That's 28.
Well, you know that's going to hit.
Nice.
For 8 points of damage.
Ugh.
Second arrow.
Which one was that again? Okay, yeah. He drops.
Oh, that one drops?
He hasn't been hit yet.
Had me?
No. No, he was calmed.
Oh, shit. No, okay, yeah. It's a different guy.
All right, sorry. 22 for the second arrow.
Yep, that hits.
Then we're going to look into getting you different colored bases.
And that is a 13. Should have
numbered them all, I guess, but, you know.
13 damage.
13.
21 points total.
Damage. Same target?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh, now he's dead. Yeah.
Huzzah!
I went through all the trouble to put these pieces together.
And they look great.
We appreciate it.
That's why I was suggesting you go back to do that. That's why I said different colored bases.
To use them. So, no, that's what I should do is get out the label.
One second.
Naker and, you know, number them. Hindsight, 20/20. So
cut these in half and put one of them on.
Oh, no,
each
I'll
side
fucking
the
take
thing.
Those and use them for my book. I was just complaining. I got papers leaving on me. But anyway, back to where we was. We have a bunch of my guys down now, right? Did we pluck that last one?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So we are a third of the way through the bad guys.
Maybe this isn't as bad a slugfest as I thought it was going to be, but still could last a while. We're in round 3 now, correct?
I will say we've been at it for half an hour. So.
Right.
Nath, kill them.
Nath's turn.
That's the plan. Nath is going to take a stunning strike at the one right in front of him.
Where is Nath?
What?
I need a visual. There he is.
Don't forget your bless.
As he charges and misses, Nath's just going to bring a knee right up to his face.
Sweet.
This might still hit. We'll find out.
Don't need much. Bless.
That is exactly 11.
That will hit. These guys have zero armor.
And he's got -2 anyway from the charge.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
It's only 5 points of damage, and I need a fort save.
No, you don't.
Oh, well then he's dead.
Yay.
He's dead, Jim.
Dead or just down?
5 points, he's down.
And
they'd have to have a real shitty con go from conscious to dead with 5 points.
5 points, yeah.
Nath's gonna backstep to flank with Tam.
I love you.
And
somebody
probably
heard that message. Save Tam. Save
probably Tam. End that guy's life as well, I would assume, being that he's already been damaged.
Wait a minute. You attack 5 foot, and you get another attack.
Yeah,
do I not?
You can 5 foot step in the middle of a full round attack.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
It's a thing.
It's a natural 19.
That's really awesome. Nice. When you got a target-rich environment like this.
Yes. I just kind of feel bad for Artemis now.
Max damage for 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
And that guy had not actually been hit yet, so this is...
I hit him just a second ago.
Yeah.
The orange dude?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's right. As he went by. I forgot about that. My bad.
He goes down.
Yay!
Plop.
Nice work. I almost miss your shadow boxing days.
Don't you?
I don't.
That'll be the end of Nath's turn.
No,
Tam's turn all the way over there.
That's awesome. So, Pezzy.
Get him, Pez.
Pez is almost surrounded.
Yeah, he's having a tough time.
All by his lonesome.
He's doing fine.
He is, but... I imagine. Could you imagine the scenario where like you go charging up expecting your allies to be behind you and then... They're
Oopsie.
Not, because why would they do that? Right. But then you're fighting 2-on-1.
He swings, he misses, he backs up.
With a cliff behind you.
Yeah, that's bad. Maybe he's going to diagonal that way. Yeah, he's going to do that. Yeah, definitely going to.
Pansy.
Hey, I don't see you charging him, bitch.
I'm working that way. I'm just slow as fuck.
Yeah. She is charging. It just doesn't look like it.
It's like a Monty Python.
I picture Metamore's Baywatch.
Right. So there's more ululating.
Undulating.
Breastplates shouldn't move like that.
Show us.
Independent suspension.
Do.
After she runs like 20 feet, she has to go see the armor, get her breastplate fixed.
Black eye.
It's not supposed to happen.
So, Meta 1, her spell Calm Emotions ends. Most importantly, that allows Sasha to take hostile actions on her turn this round.
About freaking.
Also, she moves closer towards Pezcock's fleeing ass. And
casts Calm's Emotion.
All right. She moves to there. And she is actually going to be provoking from the guy in front of Artemis.
Right.
As she casts a spell that is a 15-foot cone.
You don't want to do a defensive cast?
No. There's too big of a risk of failing the cast.
Okay.
21 on the die.
That will hit.
I mean 21 altogether.
Yeah,
I've
that will hit.
I've got a special D20 over here.
Starts at 20 and goes up.
Right. That'll be 7 points, Meta.
Oh, here's your risk anyway, buddy.
That's how many points? 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It was worth a shot, though, huh?
Oh, he doesn't lose it, per se.
No, not yet.
Yeah, she does. That's all right.
Anything else? You've already moved, right?
That was a move and a standard.
All right. You want a free action of some sort?
Ah, fuck, I lost my spell.
Pezcock, stop being a pussy. Get up there.
It's a Pezcock.
You shut up in your face.
If the spell will go off, then you'll be fine.
Tam, what do you want to do?
Tam is going to kind of shout towards the tree line and be like, Ronan, if we ever get off this island, I'm taking you to get a handy. You're doing a great job.
Taking you to...
Artemis, I do have claws, so I am technically threatening this one.
She won't do it herself, though.
Excellent.
No.
What? No, gross. I have still yet undecided as to Tam's sexual preference. Yeah. So Tam is going to 5-foot step backwards. She'll be next to Sasha, still adjacent to the cannibal who charged up on her, hopefully giving herself a good hit. And if it survives, maybe Jarwin can take it down.
Yeah. He'll shoot in from the back.
Yeah, Jarwin.
16 to hit.
Yeah.
Jarwin. Yeah, not Jarwin. Yeah. Nat. Your characters are so much alike. Anyway, 16 to hit.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
Only 7 damage.
Neil will be listening to this episode at home, cussing. It's not fucking Jarwin, damn it.
Did you say 7?
Sadly, yes. Rolled a 1 and a 2 on the damage.
Well, they've all been hit at this point, so...
Yeah, but this guy is an isolated issue, so if he stays up, he's like an isolated problem. Whereas if he went down, Jarwin could go after the others.
You mean Nath.
Yes, I do mean that.
It's not fucking Jarwin, damn it.
Yeah, I don't even have the excuse of the names sound alike.
No.
It's just a thing, yeah.
Red Snapper.
Okay, you said 7 points.
Nath I did say 7 points.
The official stand-in for every other character.
I've lost track of who is who, so I'm going to call it this guy.
This guy had taken some damage before. That's all I know.
They all have taken damage at this point, yeah.
They have not.
Yeah.
No, they have not.
Oh, no, there's one.
That one.
Two.
And the one next to him has not taken damage.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. All but one.
This one and that one.
All but one. Otherwise, you know, there would be one more down right now.
All right.
Fair enough.
So that dude is really, really bad hurt, but he's still standing.
All right. If you, Sasha and I have got this. You go help the others. Those other ones look like they're about to enter the fray. Kill them. Kick them in the balls.
I'm not even going to say it this time.
Nath, kick them in the balls until their heads explode. God damn it. I'm getting you a name tag.
I don't think it'll help.
Flashing sign, perhaps?
I'll just have a name tag in front of me that just says Nath.
Oh, that's so bad.
Or not Jarwin.
No, because if I see Jarwin's name, it's still going to fuck with me. Just Nath. And then I'll just start calling everybody. You know, maybe I'll just start calling everybody Nath.
Hey, Jarwin. Or everybody call everybody Jarwin. Solve that problem either way.
I'm Jarwin.
I'm Jarwin.
No, I'm Jarwin.
I am Jarwin.
Would the real Jarwin please stand up?
Please stand up.
Please stand up.
Artemis.
Well, that guy's right there in front of me, and he's already hurt, and I don't want to move all the way around him and give him a shot at hitting me, so I'm going to stab him in the neck. And that is a total of 16. Oh, and I got max damage on that, so that is 7 points because of my diminished dexterity.
Did we match numbers?
Did that kill it?
Goes down.
Excellent.
That one?
Yep.
Okay.
And now I'm going to come behind Meta and step up next to Pezcock and go, hello.
You big fatty.
Right.
Come on, you toss.
And I'm done.
Yeah, he's actually in that square, if I remember right.
Hey, Meta, how's the front line?
Yeah. All right.
It's doing fine.
Sasha grabbed your dagger last round.
I forgot that I didn't take a full round attack, so I can move between Meta and Pezcock, and that's where I'll stop.
Yep. Instead of just 5, you get to, you know, exactly. Go as far as you want.
Oh, as far as we want. That's cool.
Yeah.
Unlimited cosmic movement.
Yeah, so what I should have done is prepared an action to cast that spell if Artemis dropped that guy.
Yes. That was what I was hoping you were going to do, but you didn't, so I'm like... You go, Meta. Get him.
Sasha has now a dagger and will stab that feller over with her and Tam. And she will definitely stab. Let's find out how bad it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt bad. I need a card.
Yay!
Did she crit?
She did.
And you rolled it?
I rolled it. I
Thank
confirmed
you.
It. It does happen every once in a while.
I'm just glad it happened with our ally.
That's kind of what I was thinking. How convenient.
Alrighty. This one is called Eye Patcher for You. Triple damage.
Nice.
And 1-2 con drain. -4 on perception checks and ranged attacks until healed. That's kind of nasty.
I don't
stabbed him in the
I
eye.
I think he's dead.
Yeah, I've got the sneaking suspicion.
I think he dies.
I'm not even going to roll it. He is donezo. So, Tam's going to have to find a new target next round here.
I see some options.
But in the meantime, it's my turn. What to do? Out of my 12, I now have 4. Well, this feller is right there at Artemis. He's going to take a swing.
Bring it.
He is going to roll a natural 20.
Yeah, that kind of hits.
Uh-huh. He's going to... Oh, shit, dude, Mark.
Go ahead. Tell me I can take it.
Did you confirm?
I did.
That's 2 in a row. You should stop that.
Yeah.
What beer are you drinking today?
The beer Mark brought, I believe.
Oh, lucky me.
Punishment.
That'll teach you.
Let's see. Yeah, this is slashing. Carve your initials.
Ow!
Oh no.
Normal damage and target suffers from humiliation and may only attack me.
Oh, don't what? Worry about that.
Oh, shucks.
Don't worry about that. I got a little
what
something
What kind of
for
shit
you.
Is that?
Yeah, normal know. Damage. I like it.
Actually, well, think about it if, like, you'd hit Meta with that.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. 3 points.
That's the best crit ever.
For you.
It's like a gift.
Thank right. you, Bia.
So that was that feller.
Even when you have good luck, it's not
it
great.
It was looking good for me for a minute. All right. This the guy adjacent to him is going to slide up, swing its Pezcock. Oof. 19 on the die. So he also takes 3 whole points of damage because it's me.
Well, in this case, you're fighting yourself, so you kind of win either
way. I know. It's kind of boring radio, though, isn't it? Anyway.
No, the listeners are very invested in Pezcock.
I'm sure.
Is Pezcock still standing?
Yeah, he's good. Got to get up. Hang on.
I happen to really like Pezcock.
All right. This feller...
We know.
He's going to charge up after Meta. Boom. Swing.
What? I haven't done anything to you.
You keep yelling at the bird.
They like the bird. They're very tasty.
He's going to miss.
Are you sure?
Pretty damn sure. I'm going to say that a 10 misses you.
Almost.
It almost misses you?
Almost. No, it misses.
This little piggy, though.
Runs away?
He figures...
Goes wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Well, let's just watch and see. He makes a beeline as much as he can towards the shrubbery line.
Guess which one I'm going to kill next.
He missed the little frog.
And that should be my turn, right? Anybody else see anybody else that needs to move?
Nope.
Think okay. You're done.
4 is much more manageable than 12. So thanks for helping me out, you guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Ronan.
Now that I have point-blank shot, also.
And, Ronan, don't forget, you also get +1 for the height advantage.
But
not a thing you usually get.
But here's the thing. He's 25 feet up. There's shrubbery in between him and...
Oh, he's using cover.
Yep.
So just climb to the edge of the tree line and shoot straight down.
You will at least have to move to hit him.
So he has total cover?
Well, to get a clear shot at him is what I'm going to say, yeah. So, what are we looking at there? It's 10 feet.
+4 to his AC, right?
Well, it depends on what we're looking at. It depends on how much cover and if it's partial. Cover versus concealment.
It's partial cover.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's, yeah, +4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take him out.
Unless we move two up, shots. Which case you got a clear shot.
How about a 28?
Yeah. Even with my partial cover, that's still going to hit him.
With a starting AC of 11, that's kind of hard.
Yeah.
11 points of damage with the first arrow.
Yeah, no need for a second one. Oh, wait, no, this is a guy that hasn't been hit yet. So, yeah, go ahead.
And that's a 25.
That's going to hit, yeah.
For 8.9 points of damage.
That'll do it.
Nice.
He's down.
I'm really hoping that's the fucker that threw a javelin at me.
Nice round.
No, he was calmed.
Yeah, this guy just woke up. Oh, you mean
the guy who escaped.
Yeah. I'm looking for that dude.
I think he's already down. Master.
Oh, hey, before my turn is over, after I drop this guy, I look up and yell in Tam's direction, "What's a handy?"
It's about two bulb.
I just nudge Sasha. I'll be like, would you?
Nath? Are you still with us?
Yeah. He's lost it. He's done. Nath's going to run up 30 feet around the back of this individual.
So Nath prefers the backside?
Go get him, Jarwin.
It's not fucking Jarwin, damn it.
Yeah, that one was on purpose.
We love you, Neil.
Sasha's really confused now because you keep saying Jarwin. She know what Jarwin looks like.
Intimately.
Well, to be completely. Fair, does she know what Jarwin looks like with clothes on?
No.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
He's going to flank with Artemis, one of these cannibals.
Thank you so much.
And he's going to drop fighting defensively and crane stance.
Okay. You're back to your normal AC.
And just kind of roundhouse kick him as he runs around in a circle here.
Okay.
What the heck?
He's going to miss horribly and potentially die.
Uh-oh.
He fumbles.
Uh-oh.
No!
Move 10 feet in a random direction, fall off the cliff.
Is...
Well, you're at the bottom.
Okay, that. Here's natural. He's sharp. You take an amount of damage equal to 1d6 plus your strength modifier.
You kicked him in the sword.
Hey, it's a good sword.
The sharp one.
That is 5 points of slashing damage, I assume, at myself.
Ow, my foot!
Stop hitting yourself.
These are sharp individuals.
This guy just happens to have a collection of small rocks in his pocket.
I think that's everything I can do, so.
All right, that makes it Pez's turn. He's still got that one goofball right in front of him, and then the right goofball next to him. Swing, swing. Well, he only gets one.
Damn. Swing, swing.
He misses. All right. Meta's turn.
Meta draws a wand, taps herself with it. Excellent. And now there are 6 metas in that square.
Of course there is.
Now? You do that now? Fight's almost over, buddy.
Oh, I get that. And provokes from two people as she walks around them.
Yeah, she didn't really go the careful way, did she? She's just ballsy, man.
And, Pete, I gotta say, you drew and activated a wand.
Hey,
You're right.
Oh, so that didn't happen? Oh, good.
Because it's a move action.
You fumbled, didn't you?
And then... I didn't activate, I just walked. Oh, look, a fumble. in that case, you're right. I wouldn't do that. Instead, I would just try to hack and slash with my claws at that chick dude thing in front of me. Claw number one.
Claw.
Ooh, I might actually hit.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at your die. It'll hit.
Yeah.
Give me some damage. What do you got?
3. Claw 2. 9 on the... 10, plus, on the second claw.
To hit?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But you did hit the last
one?
I
hit one.
Yeah, because you hit the last one time. Give him 3 points? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I will 5-foot step and... Ta-da.
Huh. Huh.
Did I drop him?
Huh.
No. We're good. It's like I've run out of people on my paper. Everybody's dead.
Just about. So confusing. Got a number of these guys. All right. Is that it for you?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Artemis. Finish it.
What?
Did you go?
No, I delayed earlier, you're ahead of me.
Well, since I had this lovely flank with the guy that's not Jarwin, I'm going to go ahead and attack that guy with my dagger.
Wait, did I get that right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
He delayed.
Damn it, Artemis should be flipped on there.
Right, because delayed that one time, now that resets the order, right?
Yes, Tam is now after Artemis.
Fight's almost over. I'm not going to worry about it.
It's
but
fine.
Yeah, I probably goofed it up last
round. As long as you don't skip me totally.
That is
right.
That's what matters. 21 to hit.
I think so, yeah.
And that is 5 points of damage to him, and I get sneak attack, which will add an extra 6 points. So a total of 11.
11. A little more than do it. Down.
So he drops. And my second attack, I'm going to stab that guy right in front of me. I can reach him, right?
Yep.
Looks like it to me.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was why I was trying to work around, but I wasn't doing it without extras of me.
That is a 17 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
4. A 11-21, so, and that was 3 points of damage because I don't get sneak attack on that guy.
So sad.
I know.
But you know what? That was enough.
Hey, look at me.
Dunzo.
Cha-cha. And I am not have a dexterity penalty anymore. It was the last round.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
So now, Tam's turn.
Tam looks at the diminished battlefield, looks at the caltrops in her hand, and just goes... Well, it was... I tried. And she's going to double move towards the last remaining guy. And... she's going to double move actually towards the fire to try and cut off any potential escape and get herself set up for next turn. And while double moving, put away those caltrops.
Okay. So, fire? Oh, you mean the cauldron?
Yes.
Yeah, they hadn't lit it yet, actually. That's where the sport comes in.
Details.
You said it was a boiling cauldron earlier, so...
I said very large.
I said boiling.
Okay, boiling was said.
I wasn't the one that said it.
Either which way, Tam double moves and tries to get herself set up for next turn and cut off an escape.
Sweet. Sasha takes a look around, says, I think they got this, because they were looking at 4-on-1 over there. But she starts walking over, just moseying.
Does Sasha sashay?
She might.
It's a sashay.
She kind of studies Pezcock on the way, too. You know, like a puppy dog with a tilted head.
That's new Jarwin.
Yeah. New Jarwin.
He died, got reincarnated.
He's a bird person now.
All right, so is that top of the round now? Yeah.
Top of the round.
Yeah, sadly. These guys fight to the death, so here we go. Coming after Pezcock. Holy cow, 20 on the die. Does not confirm.
Yay.
So sad. Holy cow. Pezcock needs help. He's actually...
We knew that.
Well, yeah.
And our healer puts, leans back and just goes, yeah, sure he does. Uh-huh.
He's hurting, and you can tell it.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yep.
Is he conscious?
So far.
Then he's fine.
So far. All the hospitality Pezcock has showed you guys.
HP. One means you're good to go.
Sharing the food. Sharing his liquor. No respect.
Well, we did kill him, so that's some respect.
Even with his abhorrent Red Manta's assassin asphyxiation.
Rona.
Does a 15 hit him?
15 will definitely hit him, but... Well, you're still within one range, aren't you?
I don't think he is. I think we determined that was in the second range.
That is out of his range.
So the second range would have been a 13?
Yep.
Minus 2?
Still hits.
Okay. And then this one is a 20.
You mean you don't have far shot?
Nope.
Or precise?
Okay. So drop him. Drop him.
What about weapon focus?
22 points of damage.
Oh, that'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, okay.
That was both arrows.
Okay, I was going to have you explain to the audience how you did 22 points of damage with one arrow on a not crit.
He took that extra special feat. That's how, yeah.
What's that feat called? Cheat. What's the description? I do what I want.
I took vital strike early.
Prerequisites.
Deadly aim.
No, vital strike. I'm hitting him with my bow from a long drift.
Just chuck the damn thing. Just, bows are great. Too bad you only get one use out of them.
It looks like they're all down. She's got a quiver full of bows.
All right. They make those. They're fishing quivers.
I have short bows for short range, long bows for long range.
He's just got one oversized bow that he fires the bows, other bows out of. Ammo's really fucking expensive.
One day I'll be able to afford those composite bows. I hear they do melee and range damage.
Oh, my stomach hurts now.
And I still don't have precise shot.
Precise my ass. I'm going for group damage.
Area effect.
Yeah, and just hit all your allies.
Oh, hang on. I got water in my eyes.
I'm going to... can I glide down and make it to the clearing?
Sure.
Are we officially out of initiative?
I don't see any more cannibals, do you?
No, but I also don't know what's coming behind the screen, so that's why I'm asking.
Nope, yep.
I move to the party.
We're 12 good. More cannibals appear.
Meta would go through and
not
cast...
Not until I number them.
Well, actually, she probably wouldn't on these guys. She'd look over at Tam and begrudgingly say, you know what to do. And
Shink.
Then, those Shink. Of you, but like myself, who seem to have wounds, let's walk away from these things and see what I can do about it.
I'm wounded, but I've got my to-do list here. So how about you let me do that, and then...
Can we wait on that? Because I want to see what these blokes have.
Okay, we can do that.
All right. Sasha, would you care to join me?
I guess.
Okay. Sasha and I go around stabbing people in the neck.
It looks like a thing Artemis would do, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to check and see if they're alive, and if so, then I'm going to make sure they're dead so that I can get their stuff.
Well, I imagine, like, we'd go up, stab somebody in the neck, Artemis would come up, check their body. We go to the next person, stab them in the neck,
yeah, it's called division of labor. I like that, yeah. Grand
Careful, that one's got rocks in his pocket.
I heard he was sharp. You said, ow.
So, are you fixing the channel, then?
As soon as we're done looting these guys, yeah.
Well, yeah. Even maybe while we're looting them, as soon as they're all dead.
Right.
Yeah, once they're all confirmed dead,
clear.
Meta would channel.
Oh... And the Pezcock makes sure he gets really close to you.
And he's, you channel for how much?
He's hurting for certain.
First channel is 4.
That's perfect.
If you don't want to channel anymore, I know Tam is good.
Artemis is fine. He's only got 1 point missing, so.
Oh, okay. Then I will save the other channel.
Pezcock probably wants it, but He can wait.
I'd cast a Cure Light on Pezcock.
Huh. By all means, go for it.
How many times?
I can cast it once.
He's hurting for certain.
He gets 5 more points.
Okay, and Pete had 4, or Meta, I should say, had 4.
Yeah, Meta gave 4 on the channel.
So that's 9.
How's he looking?
And then we give him a stern lecture of, next time we get into a fort like this, don't rush out on your own.
Are you just using a different tactics, I think?
Yeah, we're using a different tactics called tactics.
Tactics called, we don't have a lot of healing.
You see, what we try to do here, at least
hey,
me and Tam and also Nath, is we'll try to get on either side of a bloke that we're fighting.
But that's what I was doing.
But you went a little too far, a little too fast.
I thought you were right behind me.
Well, I believe Tam said, let's make a defensive line, and that would mean to stop
well,
where the line was.
After I already started.
Not getting down on your initiative, mate. I mean, you did something very courageous, well, and it worked out for the best.
Well, also, I did actually say that before you ran up. Like, because out of character, we did that. I said that in the surprise round.
Did you now?
Yeah.
I don't remember it that way, but it's possible. And now I know I'll let you all go first.
Pescol,
or at least
how are
don't
you feeling,
go mate? Ahead of us.
Are you okay?
I'm still in a rough shape.
All right. Well, here. I mean, I have this little blue bottle here that is supposed to make you feel better.
Don't waste your consumables.
Ooh.
Well, I was going to try to make a deal
with
that,
Brian.
Oh, well, in that case, by all means, make your deal.
So, in future considerations for any treasures you might find, I would give you this said bottle to help you out right now. Well, do we have an accord?
So what are you saying is that if we find us some treasure, instead of the treasure, I get the bottle?
You get the bottle now for a future share of your treasure to me later.
One share?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Equal to at least 50 gold pieces.
Hmm.
That makes it a fair deal.
50 gold pieces, you say?
Because these are quite pricey. And actually, I could probably charge you more since there's not much of a supply. There's a lot of demand, you know. But we'll just call it even with 50 gold pieces.
What is there brandy in the bottle?
No, this is a magical elixir that will make your wounds go away.
Oh, I've heard of this. Does it taste like a brandy?
It can taste like whatever you imagine, mate. Just I usually sit back and sip it and think of ice brandy wine myself.
Meta, do you have any other healing beyond wands?
Think about that.
Yes.
And I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it's right here if you want to make a deal. Just let me know.
How messed up is Pezcock still?
I mean, he's not too terrible, but he's definitely not up to
par. So, like, in a percentage-wise, if I were
on
looking
a scale
at his
of,
wounds...
on a scale of 1 to 23?
Yeah.
That seems like a good scale.
He's
go with
he's
that.
At what, like
11? For example.
Just for an example? Yeah, he's about an 11 at this point. So, sounds like we had a hell of a fight here, and it looks like it. I think what we'll do is explore this little grotto and all its contents next time on Shield Bash. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
What's a handy? Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.